Hey, Pats fans, we got a big show for you today. Have a look at what's coming up.
Week 6 is over, and now it's on to lucky number 7. The Pats are ready to fly over the Jets and hoping to land in first place of the AFC East. We know Steve Gregory is talented, but paranormal is a whole new playing field.
I can actually levitate.
We take you beyond the bench and introduce you to the man who really needs no introduction.
What you see, what you hear is what you get.
Plus, Sterling Moore is all football. But this week in Pats Chat, he flips the switch. Hang on to your hats. It's time for Totally Patriots.
Welcome to Totally Patriots. My name is Romeo. I'm your host. Last season, Sterling Moore certainly proved himself on the field, especially during the AFC Championship and during the Super Bowl. Well, here he comes, year two, second season. He's opening up a little bit more. It's time to find out all about him. Plus, Shauna's going to find out what makes him flip. She's with him in the hall right now. It's time for Pat's Chat.
Hey, Romeo. I'm here in the hall at Patriot Place presented by Raytheon, and I'm joined by a group of students from Keefe Tech. They're here to help me welcome in defensive back Sterling Moore. Let's hear for him. Hey, Sterling. Thanks for being here.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
You ready to answer some questions for us?
As ready as I'll ever be.
All right, well, you actually didn't play football until your senior year in high school.
Right.
Now, how did you end up being where you are now playing in the NFL?
Honestly, I'd probably say I have to thank my friends because they all pushed me to play football, and I'd probably just be working a regular job, probably still at Best Buy, which is where I was before I played football. So I got to thank my friends for that one.
What do you like to do on your days off on the weekend?
On the weekend? We don't have days off on the weekend. Our days off is today, actually, but probably catch a movie with some of the defensive backs. We usually go catch a movie or go out to eat on our days off.
What do you like to eat?
Probably Cheesecake Factory. probably my favorite right now.
What do you want to do after football?
After football, I probably want to coach. Probably go back to college and coach. I had some great coaches in college, and they kind of told me, you know, you'd have a great future at that, so probably head that direction.
Now, you also played baseball and basketball, mm-hmm. correct? How did you choose football? You said your friends helped you. How did you end up making the transition?
It was tough. Baseball was my love for a long time, and, you know, it's hard to give it up, but you kind of, as it goes on, you kind of see you might have a future, you know, ahead of yourself in one, mm-hmm. one sport more than another. So at one point, you just kind of got to make a decision and hope for the best.
Who was your role model while growing up?
Probably my grandparents, just because, I mean, my mom was first generation here from Mexico, so I looked up to them because they took a lot of hard work to you know, to strive to be, you know, great parents for my mom and, you know, to kind of make it in the United States from Mexico, so probably my grandparents.
Do you have any hidden talents?
Hidden talents? No, I think the only hidden talent, I can do a backflip, and that's about it. Nothing too special.
Whoa, can you do it here? Come on, you got to do it for us. This would be like history on the show.
The history? Yeah. Oh, it's a backhand. I can do a backhand spring for you.
All right, let's see it. Let's see
All
it.
Right.
Whoa.
That's it for my talent.
I'd call that a hidden talent. It's impressive.
Now that is a first. I don't think I've ever seen a backwards flip on Patch Chat. Somebody write that date down. We got to put that in the record books. All right, let's take you beyond the bench right now to a guy you may already know. He's a TV and radio personality, and personality is an understatement. I don't think I know anybody who has as much energy as this guy. Let's introduce you to this week's Behind the Scenes player.
And now, the color analyst for the New England Patriots, Scott Zolak.
Rob Gronkowski going beast mode. That's a double cheeseburger.
He's a bad man.
Any other time?
You got to get the head around where he's really lucky.
I think I'm still trying to figure out who Scott Zolak is. I thought I was a football player, and then they eventually tell you, you know what, you're not going to play football anymore, so you're going to have to do something else in life. Next thing you know, I'm doing radio. That's where we're at right now in the Sports Hub, and I'm the guy doing the games with Gil Santos.
Snap to Brady, looks left, goes over the middle of the field, caught by Welker.
I have one of the greatest jobs in America. I get to sit there every day for 4 hours, talk sports. Third and one, get ready to get big, get ready to get nasty. Part of my job is not only understanding what the Patriots do for 4 hours every Sunday, it's every other team and who, what's the next team they're going to play.
Remember Dan Orlovsky last year for the Colts?
He played, yep.
What did he throw for, 600 on his secondary?
You need a lot of controversy out there. They've got to eliminate the big play over the top. And the challenge to do what I do every day for 4 hours, come up with something new every day. You can't turn on the radio Monday and then turn it on Thursday and hear me talking about the same thing.
Quick count, quick handoff to the left side, and Vereen goes into the end zone untouched.
It was a true honor to still call the games when coach is still here, when his quarterback is still here. If you look at any good quarterback, that's the guy that's always in charge. That's the guy that runs the huddle. That's the guy that basically over-prepares.
But it seems like he's looser this week. Look a little stiff in Buffalo.
I don't think you could ever not study enough to get ready to do the job. So that mentality of being a quarterback is part of what transmits to the broadcast booth. Done games for TV where you see what's happening, so you don't have to explain as much. Best advice I ever got was from my mother-in-law. When I started to do radio, she said, I have no idea what you're talking about. Talk down to me as I don't know football.
The reason they threw is because Devin didn't turn his head.
That little bit of advice helps me try to explain things to the layperson watching a game at home. Let's face it, it's a National Football League. There's only 16 games a year. That's what makes these broadcasts so great. Very fortunate to do what I do. I look to attack things with fun, with vigor. But you do it with passion, you do it for love. That's what makes me pretty darn good at what I do.
Coming up on Totally Patriots, Professor Fritz is back in the lab. This week, he's dissecting Brady's 99-yard touchdown pass to Welker from last season. He may have just slipped into the mad scientist category, though.
You got it, baby. Me.
Oh, yeah, baby. Look at that.
And Sterling Moore lets out all the secrets of the team playing.
We have candy on the plane, so I usually eat quite a bit of candy on the way back from games.
Totally Patriots is brought to you by Putnam, celebrating 75 years of service to institutions worldwide. By Harvard Pilgrim, giving you more ways to better. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Totally Fit is brought to you by United Healthcare.
Welcome back. So during the commercial break, I did 200 sit-ups. That is a complete lie. I did like 5 and called it a day. However, Sterling Moore, my man practically gets a full workout in when he's watching TV during the commercials. Sean is with him right now. Listen up. It's time for Totally Fit.
What kind of exercises do you do when you're lifting?
We do a combination of upper body and lower body and some explosive lifts where we bench, we squat, we have box jumps, and then, of course, we have abs and core every day.
How often would you say you cheat on your diet?
How often do I cheat on my diet? Probably 2 times a week. Definitely going to Cheesecake. It's hard to stay on your diet when they have a lot of cheesecake there. And after games, usually on the flight back, we have candy on the plane, so I usually eat quite a bit of candy on the way back from games.
During the off season, do you work out as much as you do during the regular season?
I do, actually. I work out more in the off season, and I actually go to Texas and train where it's hotter. So in my mind, if I can train in Texas, I can kind of work out anywhere. So that's kind of my mentality in the off season.
What's your warm-ups before in games?
Warm-up, I usually go out 2 hours before a game and warm up by myself. And then get on a bike for about 15 minutes. We have foam rollers. I roll out for another 5 minutes. And then by then, I'm pretty warm, breaking a sweat. And then we actually have a team warm-up that we go out together. So it's a pretty good warm-up.
What's your favorite workout and why?
Probably just when we have to do just abs, because the shortest workout we have. So, if you have a good core, it takes care of everything else. So it's an important part of your body.
What easy workouts do you do at home?
At home, push-ups and sit-ups, usually I'll do them like every other commercial or something like that. I'll do 25 sit-ups, 25 push-ups. Do that for an hour show. It's a pretty good workout.
What an unbelievable season Wes Welker is having, setting records, and the season is not done yet. I'm guessing there's going to be more. What about last season? That pass he caught from Brady, 99 yards, scoring a touchdown. Unbelievable. It's time for some science right now. Professor Fritz is here. Break it all down for us, how they do that.
Oh, don't mind me. I just joined a flag football team, and guess who they made the quarterback? You got it, baby. Me, Fritzy. That's right. I got to work on my speed and my strength. My strength and my speed. Hey, speaking of speed, you ever wonder how fast Tom Brady can throw the football? Or how fast these players could run? Like when Brady threw to Wes Welker for a 99-yard touchdown against Miami? First, we must define speed. Speed can be thought of as the rate at which an object covers distance. A fast-moving object has a high speed and covers a relatively large distance in a short amount of time. And a slow-moving object covers a small amount of distance in the same amount of time. Duh. Knowing this, we can calculate speed by dividing the distance traveled by the elapsed time. Here's an example of how we calculate speed. Pretend you are driving to Gillette Stadium, which is 2 miles from your house. If the drive takes you 5 minutes, you can figure out the speed in miles per hour by dividing 2 miles, the distance traveled, by 0.083333, the time, which is 5/60th of an hour, and you get 24 miles per hour. It's important to remember, this is an average speed for your entire trip. At some points, you may have gone faster or slower. Now that we have the math down, let's look at the play. Brady throws the ball to Welker from 5 yards deep in the end zone, and Welker catches the ball at the 18-yard line. That makes for a 23-yard pass in 1.82 seconds. So let's convert that into miles. Since there are 1,760 yards in a mile, we can divide 23 by 1,760, which is 0.013 miles. There are 3,600 seconds in an hour, so we can take the time of the pass, 1.82 divided by 3,600, and get 0.0005 seconds. Then divide our miles by our time, which is 0.013, by 0.0005 for one last equation, and voila, you got a headache and an A in algebra. Brady threw the ball at an average rate of 26 miles per hour. Remember, that is an average speed, but if it had changed any, maybe that Miami safety would have gotten the interception for 60 other way. I mean, it's crazy to think that the slightest change, like a little bit more wind or a gust of breath from a burping fan, hey, enough with the nachos over there, could change the play completely and even make it more smelly. Welker traveled 82 yards in 9.08 seconds. Using the same algebra, we can figure out that he ran 0.046 miles in 0.003 hours. By taking the speed of his run, 0.046 miles, and dividing that by the time, 0.003 hours, we can see that Welker ran 15 and one-third miles per hour. Now, that may not seem that fast if you're comparing Welker to a Corvette or a Cheetah, but at the rate he's running, he'll go under a four-minute mile. 3.91 minutes, to be exact. That's world class. Now, without Wes Welker's fast legs and Tom Brady's arm strength and a little practice, that play would never happen.
Oh, yeah, baby. Look at that.
Who's going to be MVP of this flag football team? I'm Professor Fritz, and that's how we throw that.
Next on Totally Patriots, Steve Gregory proves that Bieber fever doesn't only affect 13-year-old girls.
I like Justin Bieber, you know?
And later, Romeo is grilling the fans on the gangrene. He might stop for a little side advice along the way.
From a fashion standpoint, which do you like better?
Hurry up and don't move. Totally Patriots will be right back.
Totally Patriots is brought to you by Gatorade. Who knows, it all begins within. Win from within. By Subway Restaurants, the new Tuscan Chicken Melt is here. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Welcome back to Totally Patriots. Steve Gregory has never been the quiet type. Outgoing is one thing, but tilted, it's a whole other ballgame. I have high expectations, Steve.
My favorite movie has to be Rocky. Everyone always calls me Sylvester Stallone.
Hey, you knock him down, why don't you try knocking me down?
I think everybody sings in the shower, right? And I definitely do too. I'm kind of a big Michael Jackson fan. That's what I sing. It's a Thriller. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's about all I got for you.
Huh?
Besides Michael Jackson, and besides all the stuff that my wife puts on my iPod, you know, all those girly songs, She put Jessica Simpson on there, so every once in a while I have to listen to that. You know, I don't like it. You know, we got some Justin Bieber on there, which I don't mind. I like Justin Bieber, you know? He's a good kid. Some old 70s jams I like. You know, I like a lot of Disco Inferno and things like that. That's my type of stuff. John Travolta, Saturday Night Fever. Who doesn't like that? The white suit. Actually, I have a picture of me as a little kid. I was like 6 years old in a white suit. Yeah, John Travolta. My favorite superhero would have to be Superman. Definitely, hands down. I wish I could fly. Nobody ever admits to being a mama's boy, right? Do I have any special talents? I can actually levitate.
Jessica Simpson and Bieber fever. It's nothing to be ashamed of, Steve. Between you and me, Romeo has a bad case of the fever as well. Let's check in with him now. It's time for Totally Facts.
Name the three islands that much of New York is built on. One island each, starting with you.
Long Island.
Brooklyn.
Queens.
Long Island.
Coney Island.
Staten Island.
Staten Island, Long Island, and...
Manhattan is an island.
Nice job.
The Jets were not always called the Jets. What were they before that?
The New Yorkers. 747s.
The Titans.
Yes.
The Titans? Really? Really?
I'm kind of familiar with the old days as well.
They were the Titans of New York. They actually wore blue and gold uniforms instead of the green and white ones that they wear now.
That's cool.
From a fashion standpoint, which do you like better?
I think I probably would go with the blue and gold.
There you go. Where do the Jets play their home games?
Shea Stadium.
No.
New York. New Jersey.
They used to play in Shea Stadium.
MetLife Stadium.
That's right. How much did it cost to build it? It's actually the most expensive stadium in the country.
I have no idea.
$1.6 billion.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow, that's a lot of money.
How many miles of subway tracks are there in New York?
30?
A little bit more.
100 miles of subway tracks?
I wouldn't even guess.
100?
Yeah.
200 miles of subway tracks.
More.
722.
You didn't happen to see the car, did you?
False.
We're not doing very well here.
Am I answering too many questions?
Totally Patriots is brought to you by Putnam Investments, celebrating 75 years of pursuing performance excellence. Putnam is a proud partner of the Patriots. By Ace Ticket, the official travel partner of the Patriots. And by Bose, the official sound of the New England Patriots. This segment of Totally Patriots is brought to you in part by Fuel Up to Play 60 and your New England dairy farmers.
Welcome back. It is time for Sterling Moore to put one of the students through the ringer. Time for a little football trivia. Here we go. It's time for the Gridiron Gauntlet.
All right, Cassandra, we have some questions here for you. Okay. If you get three out of the five right, you get an autographed hat from myself. Let's not cheat here, people. No cheating. Question number one, who is the current kicker for the Patriots? I'll give you a hint. He wears number 3. No?
I do not know.
Pass. It's Steven Gostkowski. I don't know. He has a weird name. I don't even know how to pronounce it yet. Working on that. Okay. Question number 2. What division are the Patriots in?
NFC?
Not quite. Let's take another guess.
AFC?
What part of the AFC?
North.
Take another guess.
East.
East. There you go. Good job. Let's name 3 positions on the football team.
Quarterback, wide receiver, and tight end.
There you go. You got 2 up. You got 2 down. 2 more questions to go.
Okay.
How many players are allowed on the field per team during a game?
13.
Another guess.
12.
Just missed it by 1. It's 11.
Oh, my goodness.
Last question.
Okay.
How many times have the Patriots gone to the Super Bowl since they were established?
7.
Got it right. Good job.
Sean, a tough game last weekend, tough loss at the very end there.
It was disappointing, but you know what? There's no way we're going to let the Jets come in here and beat us on our home field.
That's absolutely right. They're both tied up to their records now, 3-3. So whoever wins the game this weekend could potentially be first in the division. It's going to be an exciting game.
Yeah, big game. All right, guys. Well, that will do it for us from the fields at Gillette Stadium. Thanks for watching. We'll see you next week.
Touchdown, Aaron Hernandez. Fumble on the play, ball on the ground. Patriots football. Hand off to Lynch, dropped to the backfield for a lot. Brandon Spikes.
He's a bad man.
Daniel Fells. Spectacular leaping catch. Flung in deep, open, caught. 10, 5, and in. Touchdown.
And Brady loves it right now.